Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day. As we know, coming up very soon, only days away now, in fact, a very significant day on the Australian sporting calendar, not just for cricketing fans, but for sports fans in general. It's when the SCG, on the third day of the test, the first test of the new year, is bathed in pink, and for very, very good reason. It is the pink test, the McGrath Foundation central to this, and we're thrilled to have joining us on the show this evening the co-founder, ambassador and director of the McGrath Foundation, and in Jane McGrath's very close friend, Tracy Bevan. Tracy, pleasure speaking with you again.
Hi, Benny.
We have got so much to cover off on. This is such a significant day, a big day, not just in sport, but for a reason that is much bigger than sport. And I've been reading some numbers in the information provided to me about breast cancer and how frequent it is. And just this one alone absolutely knocked me over. In the next 24 hours, just as an example, in Australia, 52 people will be diagnosed with breast cancer. I mean, numbers like that, staggering, just show us why this is such an important cause.
It is, and you know, it's not just the patient that's impacted by that diagnosis, it's the whole family, and that's where our breast care nurse comes in. She supports not only the patient, but the whole family, and she's completely free.
12th year too, worth noting. This is the 12th year of the pink test. Every year, Tracy, it clearly just continues to grow. The reach that it has getting out to various parts of the Australian community is just getting bigger and bigger. You must be so proud with where it has started from to where it is now, and what lies ahead, of course, as you look to grow it even bigger.
Oh, yeah. I mean, $7.6 million has been raised since the very first pink test, which is absolutely fabulous. And that goes a long way to helping the McGrath Foundation fund our 135 McGrath breast care nurses. But we've still got a big job to do, because there's still families out there who don't have access to one of our breast care nurses. So we still need to fund another 120 nurses. So it's vital where we get that support.
And of course, with an illness like this that doesn't discriminate, it doesn't just stick to central and big city areas. You're talking about people in those far-flung regional communities that, you know, don't have the ability to drive 3 or 4 hours to go in and get this specialised treatment in the city. So that's where these breast care nurses that you speak about are so very important, because they can actually get themselves out to the patients and alleviate some of that burden and stress.
Exactly right. And one of the one of my favourite partnerships is that we work with the Royal Flying Doctors, who, you know, when our nurse, Jo Bevan, gets really out there into those communities who are doing it really tough. But as I said, there's still 120 communities who have no support whatsoever from a breast care nurse, and that's why we're trying to raise as much funds as we can, especially at the pink test.
80,000 Australian families affected know someone who's been diagnosed with breast cancer. It's a hugely significant issue. Being a close friend of Jane's, can you imagine how she would feel about all of this from where it started? As we've said, this is the 12th year to where it is now. What she would be saying about all of this, how thrilled she would be with the amazing support the wider community have shown.
Yeah, I think she'd be thrilled on a number of things, because obviously, as you say, every year we increase the number of our breast care nurses, so I know how vital that was for her to get to those families. But I also know on a personal level that she would love the fact that the ladies' stand, which we used to sit in all the time watching Michael and Glenn play cricket, turns into the Jane McGrath stand. Yeah. And every year I like to remind Glenn that he's still not got any stand or anything named after him.
Exactly right. The girls getting one over the boys. I like it, Tracy. I also like about the day is, and if we could just be a little less serious for a moment, is that for a lot of men, wearing pink is not something we do all that often. But what a great excuse to don what is a beautiful colour on a beautiful bit of fabric, whether it's a suit, a shirt, a pink tie or whatever it is. That's one of the great images in Australian sport, I've got to say, Tracy, is the third day of this test, to see the SCG, such a beautiful stadium it is, just about covered in pink. And I don't think even the cricketers get involved with pink bat handles and socks and the like. It's just brilliant that everyone gets on board.
Well, pink isn't just a colour anymore. Pink is a cause.
Yep.
And, you know, the colour, the pink at the ground, means that you're supporting the McGrath Foundation, and we are supporting families experiencing breast cancer. So I don't think guys have a problem anymore wearing pink. And, the cricketers, the Australian cricket team, are thrilled at the support that they can give to the McGrath Foundation. And even they've said to me in the past that the only thing, the negative thing, is they just don't want to hand over the baggy pinks, because they love it that much that, they want to keep it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And Tim Payne and the boys will be doing likewise as they take on the Kiwis in this fascinating test match, which isn't too far away. I wanted to ask you as well, Tracy, while I've got you here, just a way that local clubs and communities can get involved. If you can't get yourself to the SCG, of course, you can donate, and we'll have the details for that shortly. But Pink Stumps Day, tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, well, Pink Stumps Day was born after the very first Pink Test, when we'd hear from all cricket clubs all over Australia saying, well, you know, I don't live in Sydney or the SCG, how can I help? So we said, register at pinkstumpsday.com.au. We'll send you a pink kit so you can have your very own little pink test match in your own community. But that's grown now from not just grassroots cricketers, but also, you know, corporate teams, you know, backyard cricketers are all registering and fundraising for the foundation.
Yeah, it is brilliant. Pinkstumpsday.com.au. I've been involved in a couple with a local club, and they are a lot of fun with a great cause attached to them as well. And if you'd like to donate, of course, to the Jane McGrath Day, the Pink Test, it's easy, pinktest.com.au. Tracy, the work you're doing is brilliant. What's the greatest reward for you? I know you've got to do a whole bunch of media around this time of year. For some people, it might be a bit of a chore, but I'm sure once you arrive on that third day at the SCG and you look around, it must make it all worth it.
Oh, I always say that the day three is my Christmas day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all been about the kids, and I walk into the SCG, and that's the one time I'm allowed to walk onto the field without getting accosted and thrown out. And, you know, to look back and see the Jane McGrath stand, I just think of my mate, and I know just how proud she'd be of Australia.
Well, you should be very proud of the work you do. All of the breast care and cancer nurses that go to all the very far-flung areas of Australia and deliver this important care to people in need and families in need as well. It is just brilliant. We're glad we can just promote it in our very own small way. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us on the program. A reminder, pinktest.com.au. All the details at mcgrathfoundation.com.au as well. Let's hope it's a great game of cricket, but more importantly, Tracy, let's hope day three is just a huge day with great fundraising, plenty of awareness, and a lot of smiles on faces around the Sydney Cricket Ground.
Thanks, Benny. Really do appreciate that.